Zechariah Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud, just a little postscript to what we said last time about Yerushalayim having a wall of fire around it. Rabbi Beryl Wein, in his wonderful Sefer, Who Knows 12, Themes and Values in Trei Asar, which is a wonderful book, puts all of the Trei Asar together to look at kind of the themes that connect them all. And he talks about Zion and Yerushalayim mentioned repeatedly in the books of the 12 prophets, the centrality of Jerusalem, of Yerushalayim, as a place and ideal in Judaism and Jewish life through the ages, is clear and unequivocal. The prophets of Trei Asar guarantee its eternity not only in spiritual terms, but its restoration to glory in terms of population and physical development, which we saw in the previous pasuk, that Yerushalayim is going to expand beyond its walls. Yerushalayim is viewed not only as the central place of the Jewish people, it is the center point of the entire universe from the Medrash Tanchuma Kedoshim. From here derives its importance and disproportionate influence in Jewish and general world history. Jewish geography always begins with Yerushalayim. Great Jewish centers of population and culture in exile are named the Jerusalem of whichever particular city or country is being described. S.Y. Agnon got a Nobel Prize for Literature, and he said, "I'm really from Jerusalem. My ancestors served as Levim in the temple, but by an accident of history, I was born in Poland." And in Tehillim, Pei Zion, it says, "It will be said of Zion, every man was born here." So we get condemned for our behavior in Yerushalayim because we are meant and required to behave better in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the meaning of everything. It is intense. It is central. It's the keystone. So these comments about Yerushalayim expanding are a comment about Jewish life and consciousness expanding as well, and our future expanding. But Pasuk Yud says, and Pasuk Yud begins a sequence of what Rabbi Chaim Angel calls brief oracles, different statements that are going to kind of be put together for the remainder of Perek Beis. They're not not unified vision the way the other three have been so far. So he begins, "Hoi, hoi, ho, ho." Hoi also can mean woe. Some translate it as away, away. "Venusum eres tzafon umasham." Flee, run away from the land of the north, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of you people living in Galus in the middle of Bavel, Zagrashi, run away from Bavel. Flee from the midst of Babylon. So it's funny, we think of the exiles from Eretz Yisrael fleeing to Babylon. But here we are being told, flee from the Galus. "Ki ka'ar baruchos ha-shamayim peirasti eschem no mashem." I have spread you as the four corners of the heavens, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mitzvot David says this, talking about the great Geula of the future, of Messianic times. Return, exiles from the Ten Shvatim, return from Ashur, where you're scattered everywhere, like the four corners of the heavens. Shevet Yehuda exiled to Bavel, flee from exile and return to Zion. Unfortunately, of course, the majority did not. We need to run away from where we are in Galus, as if Galus is not the haven for us. Galus is the prison, and we need to run away and free ourselves as quickly as we can. That's a very hard thing for those of us in comfort in Galus to do. Yudalev hoi Tzion himalti. Hey, Tzion. Away, Tzion. Exiles of Tzion. Escape, Yosheves bas Bavel. You who dwell within the daughter of Babylonia. In Eicha, we talk about all of the Bas Tzion. I don't remember the phrase Bas Bavel. I don't remember what the phrase is for the princesses of the nations that oppress us, but it's also Bas Edom, I think. Run away. You're living in comfort. You're living in your paneled houses, like we said in Chagai. Get out. Get out now while you can. Yudbeis kicho amar Hashem tzavakos, achar kavod shalochani el hagoyim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after glory, he sent me to the nations, hasholu lemeschem, that plunder you. So, after, for the sake of Hashem's glory, after glory can mean in this way. After God gave Yerushalayim the honor and glory that he had promised. So Zechariah is going to prophesy against these nations that plunder Yerushalayim and all of the Jewish people. Ki hanogea bochem nogea bevovas eino. Because whoever is touching you is like touching the pupil of his own eye. Somebody pokes you in the eye, you don't forget it so quick. The pain is very intense. Whoever touches Klal Yisrael, the evil that they mistreated, it's just as if they struck out their own eye. It's figuratively talking about the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're trying to poke at the eyes of God, kivayachal, by attacking Klal Yisrael. Sorry, I guess it's gardening time, even though it's freezing outside. Yud gimel ki hinani me nifes yadi alehem. Behold, I raise my hand over them. Tenufa, I wave my hand over them. B'hayushala la'ovdehem. They will be prey for those who serve them. Bidatem ki Hashem tzivako shalachani. And you will know, not that the Goyim will know, but you will know, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lord of hosts, who sent me, says the Navi. So flee, run back to Eretz Yisrael. Come back to where you're supposed to be. Most of the Jews are going to ignore this call. They're going to stay in exile. Megillas Esther takes place, according to many of the calculations, 40 years after the prophecy of Zechariah, which gives the impression that at that time, the center of Jewish life was in Shushan. The center of Jewish life is in Brooklyn. The center of Jewish life is in Lakewood. The center of Jewish life is in Manchester. How well is that going for the four Hatzalah ambulances? We think of all of our Golos Dikka communities as being the center of Jewish life. Talmud Bavli. We're wrong. Now, in the end, Yerushalayim was better off with a wall. Eventually, Nehemiah is going to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. But the idea, according to some, says the Gemara, this could have been the moment of Mashiach. Zerubbabel could have been Mashiach. We're right there at this moment in Zechariah. We won't need walls. But in the end, we had to rebuild them because we missed the opportunity. The Gemara Yuma, Daf Tes, talks about the missed opportunity. Why? Because the Jewish people were so lackluster in their response to the invitation to come back to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, had you made yourself like a wall and had all come up in the days of Ezra, you would be compared to silver based on Shir HaShirim Ches, which no rottenness can ever affect. But instead you come up like doors, like cedar wood, which rot on occasion. So we had the opportunity, we had the chance. Did we take care of it? Did we seize the opportunity? Unfortunately, no, we did not.